Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Ohio Governor John Kasich has suspended his campaign for the presidency. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, that means Donald Trump is now the de facto nominee of the Republican Party.
John Kasich seemed optimistic throughout this campaign, even though the only state he won was his home state of Ohio. The two-term governor tried to offer voters a positive message, but many Republicans wanted an outsider this year. In the speech ending his campaign, Kasich was emotional and reflective.
And as I suspend my campaign today, I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward and fulfill the purpose of my life.
With Kasich and Ted Cruz now out of the race, the path is cleared for Donald Trump to become the Republican Party's nominee. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
President Obama took a drink of filtered tap water today in Flint, Michigan. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president was trying to reassure residents of that city. The government is working to restore basic services.
President Obama told Flint residents he won't rest until every drop of their city's tap water is safe to drink. He blamed lead contamination in the city to inattention at every level of government, and said it's a symptom of what he calls a corrosive attitude that undervalues public works.
You hear a lot about government overreach. Oh, he's for big government. Listen, it's not government overreach to say that our government's responsible for making sure you can wash your hands in your own sink.
State and federal regulators now say filtered tap water in Flint is safe for most people to drink, though young children and pregnant women are advised to stick with bottled water. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
What is already the biggest auto recall in U.S. history just got bigger. U.S. safety regulators announcing today Japanese airbag maker Takata is expanding its recall of potentially faulty airbag inflators by another 35 to 40 million. That more than doubles the size of the existing recall, according to NHTSA Administrator Mark Rosenkind, who explains why it's taken time to get to this point.
You know, this was created by Takata, creating a defective airbag, needs to be replaced. And in fact, because of that duration of how long before it took for us, for everyone to realize what was going on, that's why we went from a small recall to the largest in U.S. history.
Faulty airbags can explode with too much force, sending metal fragments through vehicles. They've been linked to 11 deaths and more than 100 injuries worldwide. What is becoming something of a trend in the power-generating business, Houston-based Dynegy, Inc. announced plans today to shut down three of its coal-fired power units at two plants in Illinois. The company says the units are being closed because they're no longer economical. Major global markets move lower for a second straight session today. The Dow was down 99 points to close at 17,651. The Nasdaq closed down 37 points. This is NPR. A federal judge says he may require Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton to testify under oath about whether she used a private email server while Secretary of State in order to evade public records disclosures. The judge today signing an order granting a request from the conservative legal advocacy group Judicial Watch to question six current and former State Department staffers. The list includes some of Clinton's closest aides while she held the post of the nation's top diplomat. Israel and militants in Gaza exchanged mortar and tank fire today. Israel's Air Force also hit targets in the southern Gaza Strip. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, no injuries have been reported on either side despite the escalation.
Israel's military says mortar fire from Gaza landed near an Israeli army patrol, and Israel fired tank rounds in return. Palestinian media reports Israeli shells hit two Hamas watchtowers, and two schools were evacuated in the area, a neighborhood badly destroyed by the 2014 war. It's not clear who fired the mortars, but Israel holds the militant Islamist group Hamas responsible for any attacks coming from Gaza. Later, Israel said one of its warplanes hit five Hamas military targets inside Gaza. Hamas said in a statement the attack violated a ceasefire agreement. Israel's military spokesperson said civilians on both sides deserve quiet. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
As high-speed power-generating wind turbines pop up with increasing frequency around the country, they're also being blamed for rising numbers of bird deaths. Under a proposal announced today, wind energy companies will be able to kill or injure up to 4,200 bald eagles a year before the companies will be required to take action or face a financial penalty. I'm Jack Spearin.